Amen. Praise the Lord. It's so good to see you this morning. I tell you what, it's good to be saved, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I tell you what, if you're not saved this morning, you can be. He's got his arms stretched out and always extending that invitation. But I want you to know I'm so thankful to see y'all this morning. Any visitors we have, please make yourself at home. We're glad that you're here. Lord willing, I believe you're in the right place. We'll just put it like that. Lord doesn't make any mistakes, and I'm glad he's led you this way. And this morning we got Brother Mark Pennell preaching for us, a young preacher. Come to be a super special friend. I tell you, we've had several conversations and felt the Spirit move, and just thankful that he was able to come be with us this morning. And yes. I think about Brother Remington also, just these young men being called to preach. The Lord's moving. Amen. He's still moving. Amen. And this generation coming on, his work goes on. And I thank the Lord for that, and just be able to take part in it. And we're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning before Brother Mark comes. But be in prayer for him, and just pray that the Lord removes any nerves or anything. I tell you, I've always asked Brandy, you know, she's like, well, you didn't look nervous. I said, on the inside, I was very nervous. I tell you, it's like that. And my hands are cold, Brother Tim, just like you feel. Sometimes I think you maybe can carry that nervousness for somebody. And I just pray, Lord, put the nervousness on me and put the Spirit on him. And I tell you, just let the Lord have his way. What a better way to start off a week of revival than to start off this morning and not just get locked into what we'd say a series of meetings, but just let it be something that just goes on. Revival's in the heart. That's something that goes on.
Amen.
And it starts in the heart. And I believe that with everything in me. But we're just praying and trusting that the Lord deliver what he'd have for us this week. But before I invite Brother Mark up, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we love you. Thank you for all that you've done for us, God, all that you do for us. Just think so much on these studies and the dispensations, the everything, God. When you start putting everything together, start really realizing how big that you truly are in creation, in eternity, in the church, in our hearts, in our homes, God, wherever we will invite you in to take control, God. You're an all-powerful, almighty, all-knowing God that wants to help us through our lives, Lord. And God, I thank you for that. I thank you. I'm not just aimlessly wandering around, just trying to figure things out. You gave us your holy word as a guidebook and as a map, Lord, to show us what you'd have for us, Lord, in the life that you've chosen for us. And God, I pray for everyone here today. God, I pray for every member. I pray for every visitor. I pray for every saved person, every lost person. God, that you would deliver what each one needs. It's so important. It's always been important throughout all time. But God, it's so important that people receive the help that they need from you and realize and understand who it came from and then show that thankfulness and praise for it, God. It's all about you, and it always has been. But God, I just thank you so much for how you take care of us, giving us a part, a place in the ministry, a place of life, a time of life, God. I thank you for this age of grace. God, if we believe in the gospel, that we can come to know you and have a relationship with you. God, I thank you for that. Lord, I pray for these young preachers, God. I pray for this week of revival. I pray for Brother Remington. I pray for Brother Andy, Lord. I pray for them. And God, this morning, I pray for Brother Mark. I pray that you put your special touch upon him. Help him, God. Lord, just lead him and guide him in his studies. And Lord, I just pray that your Spirit be abundant and true to him, God. Help him, Lord. Lead him and guide him. Go with us today, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come on, brother. I won't hold you back anymore.
Amen. Thank you, Prosper.
It's good to be in the Lord's house this morning. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad that we serve a living God. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I told the brother before we got up here, you ever think you have something planned out and then the Lord just changes your mind?
Yeah.
Well, that kind of happened to me this morning. So you pray for me. My notes and what I had are laying there on the bench, so we're going to wing it per se and just let the Lord use us.
Yeah.
But I just want to tell you first that I'm very thankful for the dear brother. He's been a good friend. He's helped me a lot. Whenever I first started talking to him, I'd been running from the calling for nearly 2.5 years. And you know, talking to people, and somebody dear to me told me, he's like, call Brother Jason, just talk to him. And before I said anything else, he said, when I was called to preach, it's like, my good Lord, you had to start like that. And it wasn't too much longer after that, I finally surrendered to my calling, and it's been so much better, the fear, the anxiety. You know, the doubt's still there, but it's so much better on the other side. But if you'll turn with us today to the book of Luke, chapter 16, and we'll start reading in right around verse 19. And it's the rich man and Lazarus is what the Bible says. And I felt like the Lord was leading us here versus where I was at earlier. You know, I don't have no notes. I don't have nothing on this but what the Lord's going to give me. So you just pray for us this morning. I'll try not to keep you long. Amen. But if you'll stand with us that are able for the reading of the Word of God. It says, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torment, and he seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember it, that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, lest they hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto them, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through one rose from the dead. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for letting us be in thy house, Lord Jesus. God, just giving us good health, Lord, once again. Lord, thank you for saving us, dying for us, Lord. I pray if there's one lost person here today that they may come to know you, Lord Jesus. Just help us be thy mouthpiece. Help us to get out of the way. Help pride to get out of the way, God. Help us stand for you. Help us in these last days, Lord Jesus, as I pray. Through your name that I pray. Amen. You may be seated. I just wanted to touch on this for just a second. The rich man built his life on treasures, things that would pass away. He received all the good. He received everything that he could ever wish for in this life. But Lazarus didn't. He was a beggar. He was laid at his gate. He was begging just for the simple crumbs that come from his table, from the rich man's table. He received the evil things. He received all of the bad that this life can have. But the one good thing that he had salvation. He had Jesus. He believed in God. He believed in God, and that got him out of this hell, this torment, this life that carried him into Father Abraham's bosom. That got him to the second life per se. It got him to Jesus. But the rich man, when it came time for him to die, he died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. And that's because he based his life. He put his faith in treasures. He put his faith in the things that would pass away. He put his life based around where God wasn't. He didn't put his life believing in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And he lifted his eyes up in hell, the Bible says, and in torment, great torment in this flame, he said. Can you imagine that flame? Can you imagine that loneliness that he was feeling? Can you imagine looking back and realizing that he could have had a better chance? He could have had a better opportunity. But he chose to take and build his life on these worldly possessions. I believe that he was able to look back. I believe that he was able to see where he messed up, where he went wrong, amen?
Yeah.
I believe that he could look back, and I guarantee you that he was wishing that he would have took the other route.
Amen.
He would have went on the other road. He would have went on the road that led to Jesus.
Yeah.
And he cried, said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send forth Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water to cool my tongue." Just a simple drop of water he was begging for. He became the beggar. The rich man that had everything, he became the beggar, crying out. But at this time, it was too late. It was too late. If you die in your sins, if you die without Jesus, it will be too late. It says in this chapter, in these verses, that there's a great gulf fixed. When you're there, you can look out and you can see heaven, but you cannot have heaven. It can't get to you and you can't get to it. It is fixed. It is finished. It is finished for you that if you die in your sins, that you will go to hell and you'll be there for all eternity. I believe the rich man is still lifting up his eyes here today, there today. That great gulf is fixed to where nobody can pass, the Bible says. Neither one, neither from each place. And he said, "Then I pray there, or would ascend to his house, would ascend him to my house." The rich man finally seen the need to believe in Jesus. He didn't want his brothers. He didn't want the ones that he cared about
right.
to come there. He didn't have no concern before, but now he's got the concern, amen?
Right.
But it's too late. He was begging that he would be sent from the dead. He would be sent to tell the people about this place. I'm here today to tell you that you don't want to go there.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you that there's a way out, and it's simply by believing in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, believing in the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary 2,025 years ago, that you can freely come and believe in Jesus, that you can have your way out, that there is a way out, and that's by Him.
Amen.
This is your only way out. You can't get in no other way.
Right.
There's no other way. It says in the Bible, I'm paraphrasing, but it says it's easier for a camel to fit through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter into the heavens.
Amen.
I pray today if you're here lost, I pray today if you're here and you're hearing these words and God is knocking at your heart, He's saying, "Just let me in." You know, I've said it before, Jesus is a gentleman. He says He's a gentleman. He's not gonna barge the door down. He's not going to take and come into your life unless you want Him to. That's part of this free will that we have to either choose Him or not to, amen?
Right.
So I pray today if you're here and you're lost that you just simply open the door. You let go of these worldly possessions because it's all going to pass away. It's all going to burn. The Lord's going to come and take His church, and then He's going to destroy this world. He's going to destroy this place we love so dearly. And everything that is left here will be destroyed, whether you're saved or whether you're lost, or and if there's stuff here that you're building your life on, this is where you'll be destroyed at. So put your hope and your faith in the things that won't pass away,
right.
that is still living today, You say, well, how do you know that Jesus is still living today? Well, he's working in my heart, and the Bible says so. This is the living God we serve. You want to talk to God, you get in this book, amen. You get in the Word, you hug it up to your heart. You put him right here, and he'll speak so sweet to you, amen. He'll speak to you. He'll bring it within you, Lord. He'll help you. You're going through trouble. Put the book right here. God will help you. Hug him up real close to you, amen. Jesus is always here for you. He's waiting on you. It don't matter how far down in the hole you've went. It don't matter how far you've gone. God's right there for you. God's going to help you. God's going to see you through it. Amen. God will help you and lead you no matter how far you've gone if you'll simply call upon him. Amen.
Amen.
Just call upon him. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Just help us, God. But he also said, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, they will neither be persuaded through one rose from the dead. If you don't hear me, if you don't hear your brother, if you don't hear a Christian, we're all called to go. We're all called to preach. You may not be labeled as a preacher. You may not be labeled as a teacher, but you are called, if you believe in Jesus Christ, to share the gospel of God to every living creature through all nations. Amen?
Amen.
If you don't hear the words that are spoken to you today, you will not hear them from one rose from the dead. It'll be too late.
Right.
My prayer is for you today that if you're lost and undone, come right here to this altar, either side, it don't matter. Don't matter where you're at, God will save you. You don't have to be in the Lord's house, but he also says today is the day of salvation. If you leave here, you may not get a second chance. You may not get another opportunity. He doesn't promise us any second chances. You leave here lost and you get killed in a car wreck or anything can happen. You die before you get home.
Right.
You'll be there with the rich man. You'll lift up your eyes in hell and it'll done be too late. If you're here today, today is the day of salvation. God said that he loves us. It says John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. For whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That whosoever can be you today, if you simply choose him,
amen.
Brother, you come.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, church. It's that simple.
Amen.
It's that simple. I ask you this morning, if you will stand with me. I'll ask the ladies if they will to come to the instruments. But I'll ask you this morning, do you know if you're saved or not? Do you know where you're going to spend eternity? Every time I look over that account, I